time. We only got 5 minutes left. We had all these clips we didn't get to. We're going to have Jesse Beltran and Matt Hazen back on. We are in studio and some of the other researchers. But you sent me a bunch of other clips here. How many people do you know who've been diagnosed with all this? Renowned EMF researcher Robert Obecker, U.S. patent for altering brainwaves, data centers in Nashville. What is the deep dive, Jesse Beltran, then popping in Matt Hazen? Because I know there's a lot I want to cover that we're going to hit next week.
Well, the deep dive is that we'll be able to demonstrate some of this. And I'm even thinking, brainstorming, talk offline about something that we could show the audience that exists, and it wouldn't take too much time. But basically, we're going to go step by step, talk about the history, show you the documents, show you the proof that none of this is make-believe. We'll even show our recent incidences where we have, I spoke about the client who recently we found an object in her that is emitting an RF emission. We'll show you those medical diagnostics. So this is still happening. The bottom line is that now you're implanted, but you're implanted with much, much smaller technology that you can't see with the human eye. 50 nanometers in size, 1/2000 times the width of a human hair. And what does this mean? And talk about ultimately what this fight is really about. It's about the children and the generations to come. That their cognitive freedoms are under attack. And if they won't even be able to distinguish their own memories, their own thought processes, and from whether it's theirs or falsely imprinted or remotely imprinted in them, it is nothing less than slavery on a scale that we've never experienced.
And it's come out that that's what the COVID shots are, is putting the plugs in us, but it's the coverings, the appeal products with Bill Gates. It's everything. They're flooding the zone. We'll get into the sources of that with you guys as well. But great products you've got, not just the Masterpiece. You get Masterpiece.com. You guys are amazing. I remember when I first met you guys like 8 months ago, you're like, here, have a bunch of this. You got to get on it. And then Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL, is like, this stuff's great. My dreams are great. My skin's, I'm like, yeah, you're losing weight. You look great. And so I finally got on it like 4 or 5 months ago. And it's just amazing. People need to experience it. It supports the broadcast. I've taken other Zeolites before, you know, that did some good, but this is way better. Get Masterpiece.com. You guys have really done something special. And Matt, I want to just commend you and the scientists and researchers and the work you've been doing over the years to do this. And I'm really excited to do the deep dive coming up next week. What else is front and center you want to cover next week, Matt?
We should probably cover a little bit more detail so that people can learn a little bit about this overall grid, this 6G grid, if you want to call it that, and where humans interact with it and what we can do to keep us from being pulled in to losing our middle cognition and our personal autonomy. So that's a very big deal. But they really covertly snuck these data centers hard in us. And those are the GPUs, CPUs, and decentralized part of this overall Earth computer grid. So that's a big thing I think that we should explain a little bit better so people have
absolutely. And I'm going to have a lot in this too, because I want to get into the intergalactic communication system. The psychiatrist and DARPA that came up with the plan in the late 50s, deployed into trying to build it in the 60. They declassified it in the 80s, part of it. They called it the intergalactic communication system, and it's this huge node interfacing with humans that is going to try to create a mind control mass cyborg system. When Google got founded in 98 with InQtel and the CIA and their founding documents with Eric Schmidt, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, they said, we're building a giant internet interface cyborg. So our interfacing with the AI is the cyborg. It's pretty amazing, huh, Jesse?
Absolutely. Our forefathers never envisioned that we would be at this point where the Constitution should have been written to protect the cognitive liberties, your thoughts, and keep that ultimately the most private and the most precious God-given gift we have.
Well, you guys are doing an incredible job, and so thank you. When you go to the URL, getmasterpiece.com, you get 10% off automatically by using that URL. This is something you really should try, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Win as we approach the 250th anniversary of America. Matt Hazen, thank you so much. Jesse Beltran is at mindnexuslive.com. We'll talk to you both next week in studio, podcast, and more. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. my power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Fortune tanto vulnera, simila tibus ocelis. Fortune amici vulnera, sutra di prepelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Only at the halfway point in this live Friday, July 3rd, 2026 transmission. This 250th anniversary means so much to me because for 32 years on air, I've been fighting for the Republic and for pro-human values, pro-God, pro-family, and for full disclosure of everything that's going on, but really trying to focus on the reality. I don't get into chupacabras and Bigfoots and you know, space alien stuff because you can't prove it one way or the other. Though we look at the cover-ups and things that are going on. I look at weather control, geoengineering, mind control, the mass poisoning, the poison shots, because that stuff we can all prove and people still have trouble believing it. But now the Great Awakening's here. And the problem is we've got so many people that now think that, you know, all the old courthouses they see around the country are 5,000 years old, even though you can go look at the original documents and meet people's, you know, great-great-grandpa, you know, that built it. People think the world's flat. And they think everybody's a clone and, you know, everything else because they just don't know what's going on. They know they're being lied to, but they go into the most insane conspiracy theories. And after Syrian Girl leaves us, I'm going to give you an example of that today. And then we've got the amazing, always incredibly informative Jay Dyer with all the globalist owned documents, their own admissions. He's like 99% of what he talks about is just reading their quotes. But he's researched more than I have. More than anybody I basically know, into all of their own books, their own white papers, or declassifications, or admissions. It's going to be incredible. But Russia is talking about going into Poland now, or other countries that are amassing the weapons and attacking them. They're very serious about it. You have the Iran situation that's totally degenerated, and we're now 126 days into that. We're going to talk to Syrian Girl, who's one of the smartest reporters and journalists. She's also a scientist, on all of this coming up here. In just the moment, she's in Australia in the middle of the night, so she's connecting with us right now. But first, Darren McBreen put together a great update on the year 2001 film I was in, Waking Life, that Richard Linklater was nice enough to call me up and put me in. So now we've got an updated version of that for 2026. Here it is.
Coming attractions.
I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state.
Hey, look, it's Alex Jones.
Whoa!
We love you, Alex!
I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more.
Hey, Libtard, Rachel Maddow called. He wants his shirt back.
You, Alex, suck my dick.
What a bunch of garbage. Liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams bidding for control. The CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Uh-oh, Antifa speed bump.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me? We're We're going to stand up and we're going to be human beings. We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter, creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
I want to break down the new world order.
Yeah! I want freedom. That's what I want, and that's what you should want.
AlexJonesLive.com, because there is a war on for your mind. Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
All right, look, I'm not going to talk about this. I have a lot of reasons. And I haven't really even told family or the crew this. They got PIs following me around again. I know it's Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democrats, and the feds. And they've got all these Bloomberg-connected groups stalking us and, you know, putting out hoaxes that I've been killed in Austin and my head blown off. And they even show me in my car as part of the stalking. And you know, it's real footage, but not my head being blown off. And that, you know, I've been taking – it's all just threats. Like Kimmel said, Hillary's coming for you. We're going to kill you. And then all the stuff started with that. As if I don't already know all that stuff. And it's just all part of what they do. All I'm asking is that all of you understand, I can't do this without your support. And we're in fundraising mode because I want to hire more hosts, more reporters, more crew. I want to do more than we ever did at InfoWars here at the Alex Jones Network. We're bringing enough funds to operate, enough to finish the studio. But I need more funds, and the products are really great. So our great sponsors like Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, wholesale, best price, best, highest rated, biggest company. It's right there. TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's the group that, you know, owns the network. And that's Bigly with all the best Patriot t-shirts, the very best supplements and more. It's all there on the site. And we are running a giant sale right now, ladies and gentlemen. The biggest in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com, definitely the biggest of the year 2026. It is the 250th anniversary, America's anniversary birthday super sale. The best-selling supplements are buy one, get one free all at once. Methylene Blue, buy one, get one free. Bovine Colostrum, buy one, get one free. Shilajit Complex, buy one, get one free. Up to 60% off on all the other supplements. The lowest is like 50. We've got this little jewel here, and I'm very excited about this. 2,000 of these came in. Another 3,000 come in next week. Minted in Missouri. 2,000 are in right now at the warehouse in Arkansas. It is the Jerusalem cross on one side with 1776, full ounce of pure silver. The United States of America, Sesquicentennial, Centennial, 250 years. On the other side, the American Eagle. On the head side with America 250. And this coin is a fundraiser coin to fund the operation. It cost them $67 to make at the time of minting. It is $117.76, and that way we get, you know, 30, 40 bucks in to fund the operation. It's a memento that you fund at the tip of the spear. It's historic. Again, I'm not selling it as wholesale silver as an investment. You're investing in freedom. You're investing in liberty. Like PBS gets all the taxpayer money. I don't. Or NPR, billions a year from the taxpayer, though that's stopping. And then they have constant fundraisers. Oh, get this ball cap for $100 donation. The ball cap costs them 10 bucks. I mean, you know you're not, you know, getting it at regular price. You're getting it to fund the operation. Or get this coffee cup for $100 donation. And the coffee cups cost them $5. This costs $67. And then we're getting 40-something bucks to fund the operation. So it is a fundraiser coin. 5,000 are going to be made. 2,000 have been made so far. Those just arrived today. And so we're able to launch it before the birthday. These will probably sell out by early next week, and then 3,000 more come in at the end of next week. So I need your support. These are great historic coins. I want to thank those that have funded us in the past. But get the coins now at thealexjonesstore.com and change the world. And I will fearlessly march forward against the enemy. They are so pissed. We're still on the air, reaching record numbers of people. America's 250th limited edition silver round. Real troy ounce, 0.999 fine silver. On one side, American Eagle flying over the flag, America 250. On the other side, 7076 in the United States of America, sesquicentennial, and the Jerusalem cross. Get it right. Oh, and VIPs get it for $99. So we make like 30-something bucks on that. So VIPs always get a better deal. If anybody, you're going to buy supplements, T-shirts, whatever, you want to be a VIP, canceling time for free, $30 a month. You get $40 instantly when you're charged to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and special sales on everything. There's already a big sale on something, you're a VIP, and there's something on top of it. It makes a bunch of stuff lost leaders. Everybody should be a VIP, canceling time for free. And that is what allows us to try to stop all these wars, try to stop new lockdowns, expose the tyranny, help the people. That's what it's all about. And our great sponsors like GetMasterpiece.com. All right. Joining us now is Maram Soosli, an amazing lady, a scientist, but also a journalist. And her family was in the ruling party before they got run out by the Assads, who she wasn't for, but said are a lot better than the head of Al-Qaeda. They just put in charge that's purging the non-radical Muslims and the Christians. And our own government backed that under Biden. Now Trump's been supporting it. And she can give you the real skinny. She's recently been to Iran, gone to the shopping malls, the streets. The women aren't wearing hijabs. Basically 99% of what you've been told isn't even true. I'm no fan of the mullahs themselves and the fact the CIA helped them get in power originally. But at that point in Operation Ajax, overthrew Mossadegh in 53, it was pro-America, tried to put them in, but the Shah got in. The point is that even the Shah said that the Mossad and MI6 were working against the Iranian people, just like Israel founded Hamas and stood down on October 7th. So we hear, oh, well, you're either for Islam or you're for Israel. No, there's all these different branches of Islam and competing groups, so that we can't let them dumb it down. So I'm going to give her the floor till we go to break in about 12 minutes to give her analysis of what's really happening in Iran, Syria, Israel, the whole world turning against Israel, Israel trying to run our domestic operations, what she thinks Israel's going to do next. As we continue on with the Strait of Hormuz still closed. So you can find her on Twitter at Partisan Girl, on YouTube at Syrian Girl Partisan, on Telegram at Syrian Girl Partisan. And so, Syrian Girl, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm going to say right off the bat, I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties, so my camera might try to flip. I'll flip it back when it does.
I know it's like 4 a.m. in Australia, so thanks for being here.
It's always an honor and a pleasure, Alex.
So, you know more than I do about this stuff. You've always been spot on. What's really happening? And even if the camera messes up, we'll just go to B-roll. Just go ahead. Don't worry about it. Go ahead.
No problem. So, the camera might mess up from time to time.
Okay,
I might
don't worry
have
about
to switch it.
It.
What's happening? I think we're on the, essentially we're locked in. The U.S. is locked in to something the U.S. has been avoiding for about 3 decades, a war with Iran. So Netanyahu, as we know, went to Congress over many, many years before even the Iraq war, trying to get the U.S. to attack Iran. And unfortunately, now he's finally succeeded in that endeavor. And what Trump has promised to be a short, 6 weeks, I think he gave his limitations.
First they said 4 days, then they said 6 weeks. Now they're saying years.
Yeah, I'm looking at it as though it's going to be years, just from what happened with Syria, which you and I both covered extensively. And, we feel that it's probably going to be longer than what happened with Syria because Iran is a stronger country. And it's going to have an impact on the world economy. The U.S. economy is going to suffer, especially with the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. And I think there's going to be some sort of escalation happening even in the next few hours because the stock market is going to close, and that's when we may see an escalation. So I think that I'm not sure how we're going to get out of this perpetual war situation, but I really think that what's behind this is, unfortunately, the amount of power that the Zionist lobby has in the United States and their desire to create a greater Israel. That is like to throw out the two-state solution, no Palestine, and take everything from the river to the sea. That is everything from the Nile to the Euphrates, which includes parts of Syria, It includes parts of Lebanon as well. And we're seeing Israeli occupation expanding in both Lebanon and Syria while this war with Iran is happening. So any sort of, cooler heads are not winning here, because they are fighting against what is essentially a theocratic end of the world cult that wants to bring about the coming of the Antichrist, essentially. And that might sound crazy, but that is they're literally trying to find a red heifer to a red cow to basically sacrifice at an altar in Israel in order to bring about the apocalypse. So that's the people who are leading the government into war. Like that's who's in charge of our world right now.
Absolutely. And what do you make of Trump, where for 120 plus days he says, we've won, they're defeated, it's over, the strait is open. Okay, now it's not open. I'm going to obliterate them if they don't do it. Okay, now we've made a deal. The deal's 100% done on his birthday. All that. He's done like 50-something times now, literally. He does this same cycling. He has come out and criticized Netanyahu and said a bunch of strong stuff of her behind the scenes, that indeed goes on from over a year ago with Tucker and others since then. But then he can't seem to get, and I'm not even trying to like take the blame away from him. Clearly, Netanyahu's bragged that Midnight Hammer he launched first, and then the stuff back on February 28th. And then you've got the Israel lobby now even attacking Trump, saying he stabbed him in the back. They're primarying people. They're threatening everyone. Israel is now the most unpopular country in the world. They don't seem to care. What do you think is happening with Trump, and what do you think is going on in Netanyahu's brain? And how is there any way to stop this? Because the mullahs aren't going to fall. The strait's going to stay closed. It's going to destroy the world economy. More people are going to die. Trump's going to lose. The Republicans are going to lose the midterm. And then why does that make Netanyahu so happy?
Well, actually, it reminds me of, again, the Iraq war, when Bush came out and said, mission accomplished. And of course, we had a decade of war after that. So the question really is this going to be a similar situation? And I believe yes. Trump, apparently they signed a deal with the Iranians, but the deal had to include a ceasefire in Lebanon. And the Israelis simply wouldn't agree to that, which scuttled the deal. Because at the end of the day, the Israelis do not want the U.S. to stop going to war with Iran. So why would they ceasefire in Lebanon? They want the ceasefire to collapse. And they've achieved that. Iran has had no choice but to close the Strait of Hormuz. Because if you think about it, Lebanon joined the war to support Iran. So they can't make a deal without Lebanon, because the only reason Lebanon restarted its war with Israel is to support Iran. So it has to be like a combined thing. You can't divide and conquer.
And it gives Israel cover, as you said 6 months ago on the show before it happened, to take Lebanon. First, they said, we don't want Lebanon. You're anti-Semitic if you say it 6 months ago. Now they say, we're not just taking the South, we're taking it all. Ben-Gavir, the U.S. ambassador from Israel, Huckabee, I mean, they're now admitting it all out in the open. Why?
You know what? I think that they don't care anymore, as you said. You know, they become the most unpopular country in the world, but they are thinking long term. They're thinking, we want to get rid of everybody who in this on this piece of land that doesn't follow our religion. And we don't care what anyone thinks.
And now they're saying they want to attack Turkey and Egypt, too.
Yes, which is so strange to me, because Turkey has been an ally of Israel since Israel was formed. Turkey actually was one of the first countries to recognize Israel. Turkey has been making the military shoes that the IDF wears. They export billions of dollars of oil to
and they just Israel. Split up. And they just split up 2 years ago, your home country, Syria, with them, though Erdogan does some lip service, as you pointed out, but that's it. So why are the Israeli ministers saying, even the opposition party, as you know, we got to be ready to go to full war with Turkey, the biggest conventional military in Europe?
You know, this is actually quite funny, and I do apologize for my
It's okay,
camera.
We don't care. It's fine. Your boom's broken. We get it.
So essentially, yeah, the Turks, I think they bit off more than they realized when they went in and invaded Syria. There's essentially a Turkish occupation of Syria right now. Turkish military has been in Syria for several years. Turkey is one of the strongest countries in NATO, and it's basically the tip of the sword of NATO. So they didn't realize that by taking over Syria, by occupying Syria, They have taken responsibility over Syria, and therefore they are in Israel's way. Israel wants to occupy Syrian land. They've said as much in their documents ever since 1982, the Odid Yunnan plan. They've carved out sections. It's more than what they already occupy. They already have the Golan Heights. They want to go further into the to Sweida, and that would mean that they would have to go through Deir ez-Zor as well to get to the Euphrates River, which is what they biblically want. Turkey is essentially now in the way. It's not so much that Turkey is doing anything against Israel. It never has. In spite of all of Erdogan's, vote for me, I'm against Israel talk, they have not done anything against Israel. And in fact, they've constantly tried to make some sort of peace agreement with Israel in Syria. But like you said, they are threatened by anything in the region that has power. And now the Turks are in Syria, and therefore they border Israel. And because Turkey is powerful, therefore they have to be the next target. It's a never-ending war, right? So long as Israel is a Jewish state in the region, and when I say that, I mean it has to be under their guise, it has to be an exclusively Jewish state. And therefore, the demographic majority have to be Jewish. And therefore, you have to ethnically cleanse everyone who isn't Jewish. As long as that is the case, they will be perpetually at war, because it is kind of like something that doesn't belong in the region.
And you said that 10 years ago. I've been interviewing 15 or longer since this whole Syria thing started. Mm-hmm. Israel now says, and as we push the borders, we must attack those then because our border is bigger. And now they admit greater Israel, which they always said wasn't true. And they expect the U.S. to stay on board with that, and because we want to cut the money, they go, don't worry, we'll just merge their military and co-own everything, and they call it a marriage. I mean, this is wild, and you know me. I just want stability. I don't want to kill the Muslims. I don't want to kill the Jews. But, I mean, Israel now has become the stereotype of trying to control the world, and statements about we're masters of the universe, Israel will be the center of the world, we're the superpower now, we don't need America. I mean, what is going on over there?
Well, I want to thank you for allowing me to say that 10 years ago, because you believe in freedom of speech. And back then, it was actually much, much harder to say these things, which are now obvious to everyone. And it seemed crazy at the time. It seemed, the idea that Israel is going to expand its borders into Syria, it seemed further, more than the Golan Heights. It seemed crazy, but the idea of Israel itself seemed crazy at one point. I mean, at one point, the percentage of Jews in Israel was 10%, because it was Palestine, right? And then there was mass waves of immigration before World War II, but then after World War II, but then also most of them arrived after the fall of the Soviet Union. So that is where we're at now, where this concept of Israel is someone's idea, that it's happened. It's something that in the past people thought, no, that's just a conspiracy theory. Jews are just coming to Palestine. They're not going to create an Israel. They just want to come here. It's only 10% of the population. Okay, now it's 50 to 60 to 70%. But the point is that they have their eye on this goal, and even if it takes them 100 years, they're going to get there, and they're going to drag everybody else with them. And with Trump, you mentioned Trump. Trump is being blackmailed. If he goes against them, they're going to impeach him. They're going to come up with the Epstein files again. His daughter is married to Jared Kushner.
Let's talk about it. The Syrian girl, stay there. Got a hard break. We'll be back to get more into this straight ahead. Stay with us. A lot of hype in the world. A lot of talk. But when you look at what we've done together, exposing the globalists and launching a worldwide populist movement against their tyranny together, it's insane. That's why they've come after us. And that's why they demonize America. The globalist transhumanists wanted to destroy the idea of a free market, open, free society, the American system that became the apple of the world's eye. They want you to think all the tyranny is because of the American Republic. No, it's because of the globalists that have taken it over. They are the ones that want to break our will. And that's why it's so important to not take a knee during the national anthem. That's why it's so important to be proud of the good things in America. Private property, the right to self-defense, the right to own your own business and live your own life and worship the God you choose or not worship God. And that's what we've stood for so long. And now at AlexJonesLive.com, relaunching the new network, everything we're doing, it's so important to understand the enemy wants you to hate America. They want you to blame America for the problems and the things we witness. No, it's the left. It's the globalists. It's the transhumanists. It's the UN. It's the WF. It's the neocons. It's the warmongering rhinos. And that's why they hate what we're doing at AlexJonesLive.com. That's why, to celebrate the 250th anniversary of this great republic, we're launching the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. Up to 60% off on the supplements. Buy one, get one free on all the best sellers. 50% off on Patriot Apparel, and it finances the second American Revolution worldwide. We've done so much together, but I'm here to tell you, the greatest days of the information war using the truth against the liars are just now arriving. Humanity and the Great Awakening, the fourth turning, is here. Their COVID lockdowns were openly designed, they admitted, to train us to be prisoners in our own homes, to work from home, to consult our smartphone before we can leave our house. But it backfired, and they've lost all the trust. And so that's why we got to press the attack right now and celebrate America's 250th anniversary, because it's an idea they fear. It's 1776 worldwide. Their transhumanist globalist death cult cannot operate worldwide if people remember America and remember the freedom. And it can rise like a phoenix again, and it is rising like a phoenix again. And that's why I'm celebrating this 250th anniversary with so much pride and honor for our ancestors and our veterans and all of you today that have stood against the globalist tyrants. I salute you, and that's why this anniversary is so incredibly critical, because the threat we face today is greater than the threat our forebears faced in 1776, July 4th. But we have more people awake, and we have technology as well, and that's why the globalists are in so much trouble. We defeated King George III 250 years ago, and we will defeat the globalists today thanks to your action. So please support our operations now as we stand together and get incredible supplements that will empower you and enrich your life, and great Patriot apparel to spread the word and keep us on air and celebrate America's 250th together at thealexjonesstore.com. How you look on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Ladies and gentlemen, bovine colostrum is known for decades by women and loved. You know, doctors push it because it works. And nutritionists for your hair, your skin, your nails. But that's the outside. Imagine what it's doing on the inside. That's where it has its most important effect, is in your guts, your immune system, and your organs. Bottom line, all of the high-quality supplements we sell at thealexjonesstore.com have a 5-star rating. We have over a 90% reorder rate. Nobody has that. These are all the best because I want them to work. I want you to love them. I want you to appreciate us and be happy with what we brought you, so you reorder it again and again. Believe me, folks, bovine colostrum is one of our best products. You want to get it, get the ultramethylene blue, get our Shilajit gummies, our CMOS. They're all incredible products, but this colostrum really is special. Get yours now, again, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you again for keeping us on the air.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. The pleasure is to play. Ain't no difference what you say.
Ahmed Al-Sharaa, former head of Al-Qaeda, not just head in one country, he was the global head, Osama bin Laden 2.0. And you have the British setting up Saudi Arabia 120 years ago and taking over much of and taking over Damascus and Syria. You have them using him to overthrow Mossadegh in 53 in Iran, Operation Ajax. You have Zbigniew Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter setting up Mujahideen, and then Reagan, and then right through, and then you have Israel creating Hamas and standing down and giving them all the money, and then they point at them and say, oh, look, there's these radical Muslims, as they use them to overthrow non-radical countries or countries that aren't as radical. You have the Arab Spring by Obama overthrowing Egypt and our allies and blowing up the churches and killing the Coptic Christians and everything, and then I just know all this, and they're always like, you work for Qatar. Well, I didn't get a $300 million plane from them, and then the U.S. taxpayer paid $1 billion for retrofitting it with high-tech and anti-missile. No, I don't get money from Qatar. The biggest U.S. military base in the Middle East is there. They are working with the globalist And so it's the neocons, it's Israel, it's they're the ones. And then there's a long history of this. And then I literally have these influencers and talking heads and national hosts saying that I work for Qatar or Iran, which is totally not true and no evidence of that. And then they literally are working with them. So there's this sick behind the scenes triple game. And I want to play this coming up. It was played on Harrison's show yesterday. You guys want to know where to get it, where you got Ben Shapiro, little Netanyahu, saying it's an emergency. We're going to lose the midterms. And then if you don't support Trump, and then he's going to get impeached. Well, it's this war that is the most unpopular thing. It's killing the economy. All the pollsters and experts agree, even pro-Trump pollsters like Mark Mitchell, that this is killing things. And now NATO's upping manufacturing of weapons all around Russia, and Russia's about to hit Poland. So, I mean, this is a wild, out-of-control situation. The EU and NATO are crazy. The Israeli leadership is crazy. You look at Ben-Gvir running around beating up people on flotillas, women and men. I mean, they're just nuts. And I don't want to. Here's the thing. Israel knows that if it can get everybody against it, it will get the billionaire Jewish people on their side. And they think they're going to come out on top on this. This is a major roll of the dice. This is absolutely cuckoo town crazy. And I'm not the one putting al-Qaeda in charge of Syria and having them to the White House. I'm not the one with a U.S. military base, the biggest in the Middle East in Qatar. I'm not the one doing all this. And it's just it's a nightmare. And Iran knows they keep the strait closed. They know we dropped 40,000 bombs. We dropped 7.6 million on Vietnam. They didn't fail. And so people saying Trump's playing 3D chess and we're winning this. I don't see it being won. And I agree with you, Syrian girl, that we're locked into this chaos now and that there's got to be an off-ramp. So speak to that. And what could the off-ramp be?
Well, you know, the idea that the winning 64 days of war, I believe the U.S. also lost 64 aircrafts, most of them Predator drones, but also AWACS and whatnot. So it was a devastating blow also to the radar systems, billions of dollars. And the U.S., you know, its prestige in the world as it's fighting this small, tiny country, Iran. So it is a big loss, and it's going to only continue to increase. And we are kind of locked into it now because the Hormuz remains closed, because as long as Israel continues its war in Lebanon, the war is going to continue. And it seems that the U.S. can't reel them in. As we said, Trump's daughter is married to Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner actually had Netanyahu sleeping in his bed when he was a kid. That's how close the relationships are with these people. The idea that Qatar is giving you money or giving me money is so hilarious because Qatar is the country that bankrolled the war on Syria, which Israel supported. Israel for years and years since the start of in 2011 was saying we want to get rid of Assad. They gave money to the Syrian rebels, which are al-Qaeda. We said that they were al-Qaeda. People called us conspiracy theorists. They called them moderate rebels. And lo and behold, who turned out on top? Who turned out to be the leader of that so-called revolution? It was al-Qaeda. And now al-Qaeda is in charge of Syria. And that's what Israel wants. Because at the end of the day, they're going to turn around and say, we have to bomb Syria because there's terrorists in it. They've already done that. It's the same playbook, right? In Gaza, as you saw, you know, there was this history of Israel backing Hamas in order to suppress the socialist, like Soviet Union leading resistance at the time. Now, if you guys got to look this up, and I'm telling you it's the truth, Israel is actually backing ISIS cells in Gaza in order to fight Hamas. Yes, we're talking ISIS. If you look up like Israel, ISIS, and then write what's wrong with that, it's from the Israeli media itself questioning this policy of backing ISIS groups in Gaza. The thing is, the history of using these terrorist organizations like al-Qaeda, ISIS, all from, you know, the time of the Afghan war, it's nothing new. And we're still shocked by it every single time that people think that it's so outlandish that it can't be true. It is the truth. And they did it to Syria And unfortunately, after many, many years, we lost that war. What's going to happen now? They're going to try the same thing in Iran, of course. But also, you know, Iran has proven like it's not going to fall quickly. I remember at the start of the Syrian war, they were saying that Syria is going to fall. Like we've reached a tipping point within the first 12 months. Every single day they were talking about.
How long did it take? 16 years?
I believe about 14, 15 years. Yes, it was. So we're looking at something longer than that. Iran is four times as big as Syria and much stronger. So it's also full of mountains. It's like Afghanistan on steroids.
What do you think of
right?
Trump pushing the Pentagon for a ground war option if Iran is 4,500 times bigger than Gaza, took Israel years to get partial control of it, and $50 billion in bombs? How in the hell do we think that's going to work?
I think he understands. I'm sure the Pentagon will stop him because it's like, it would be a suicide mission. It's full of mountains. It's full of, Iran will hit them from the air with drones. I mean, what's going to protect the soldiers from Iranian drones? Nothing.
Yeah, we'll put a topography map up. We'll put a topography map of Iran. Military historians have said it's like it's built to be a fortress, completely encircled by mountains, up to 16,000 feet tall. I mean, that is a fortress country. Go ahead.
I mean, look at the Hormuz itself. Like, look around the mountain. Like, that little bit of sea is just that park is full of mountains. And all of those mountains have air defense systems in them. And stuff built into the ground.
Well, look at the Strait of Hormuz down there, that little dimple down at the bottom. That is a armed camp. I mean, that is a death trap.
And they're it's full of sea mines as well. So I think there's a reason what we haven't seen a ground invasion. There was some sort of airdrop that happened because a pilot crashed, and there was some sort of like airdrop, and it was a fiasco. And
yeah, they were trying to get uranium. They're trying to get uranium.
Oh, yeah, I think it was like, they claimed it was to pick up a pilot, but no, that wasn't really what it was.
Yeah, you don't send a bunch of C-130s to land at a military base to do that.
Well, the C-130s were destroyed. Like, some of them just were no longer airworthy, so they had to leave them behind and blow them up. There's videos of it. So that was a fiasco. So that I think that was the attempt at a ground invasion. It's not Iraq. This is not Syria. This is not Iraq. There's no, you know, Iraq's like desert all the way through. This is completely different scenario. So I just don't see it happening. And therefore, I see a protracted, much more protracted war as a result of it not happening. Thankfully, maybe that'll mean that it'll be less U.S. soldiers dead, but maybe not, because now Iran can target U.S. soldiers anywhere in the Middle East, right? So, look, at the end of the day, it's up to the American people. It's also up to the Middle Eastern people, because I feel like the Middle Eastern people have just been completely sleeping on the job, not doing anything in terms of their monarchies. These monarchies like the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, they've been having all these U.S. bases. They've been bankrolling these wars. They've been making deals with the Israelis. The Israelis pretend to be against Islam and whatnot, but they're desperate to have these relationships with these Gulf Arab oil wealth. And their dealings with Epstein is already on the record. Like, Epstein met with the Qatari king. He met with the Saudi king. You know, at the end of the day, it's not just the Americans that need to rise up. It's the Arabs as well. The Arabs have done nothing to stop this war, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can look at the average sea level of Iran. It's thousands of feet. The tallest mountain's 18,000 feet. The average mountain's over 10,000 feet tall. I mean, the place is a ridiculous fortress.
Yeah, I don't see American soldiers climbing that mountain while being hit by Iranian drones. I don't think that's a thing that's going to happen.
And let's be clear, folks, there's nowhere where there's not mountains around it. It's like Mordor or something. If you look at Lord of the Rings, you know, Tolkien made it literally like Iran. It's like literally a circle of mountains around it.
Well, you know, even without the mountains, I mean, Iran has ballistic missiles. You know, it's shown that it can hit outside of its borders. So, look, maybe they even have a nuclear bomb. I know that, I think was an ex-CIA agent, I forget his name.
Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson, that's right.
Hold on. I've been saying it for 15 years. People think I'm being pro-Netanyahu's. They're always 2 weeks away. They could always put them together. Now they go, oh, we're going to ignore the old Fatawa. Now we can build one. They're letting everybody know they got it. Was I not right, Syrian girl? They're admitting they do now.
I think you're right. I suspect so, because I think if Iran didn't have it, it would be turned to ash right now with like a massive aerial campaign. Maybe the crazy people in the Zionist lobby will try to push for that. But
that's why they're so hysterical, but it's too late. But the thing is, Iran has always said they'll be proportional. They're not as crazy as people have said they are. They've been very proportionate to all this stuff.
See, this is the thing with Iran, actually. That's one of the problems with Iran is that they're not playing the mad dog doctrine. Like they're acting like very rationally. And as a result of that, I believe, ironically, that it's causing escalation. Because people are like, oh, well, Iran's just going to act rationally. They're not going to go crazy. And so as a result, they're like the other side, the Israeli side and the Zionist side, is pushing things more and more escalation because they're not afraid of the consequences. If Iran had tried to play like a North Korea style doctrine, perhaps it would not have resulted in this escalation.
Well, what about Pakistan says if Israel nukes Iran, they'll nuke Israel. They got high tech nukes. And then you got North Korea saying they will now. So that is quite the escalation there. And then Israel's threatening to use nukes and trying to get Trump to use nukes. This is insanity. This is total bonker town.
I believe in the Cold War doctrine, there is one doctrine where if any nuke flies from anywhere in the world, then a nation with nukes will just use nukes on everyone.
It's called mutually assured destruction.
Yes. Or I think the Russians have that kind of doctrine.
And everybody has mad. It's doomsday doctrine.
Yeah, and you know what? They don't care because Trump has a nuclear bunker everywhere he goes. He's building that room that he's building in the White House is a nuclear bunker, by the way. In Mar-a-Lago, it's on the record. He has multiple nuclear bunkers. Anywhere there's a golf course where rich people golf, usually there's a nuclear bunker. So if the war breaks out, head to the golf courses, find those nuclear bunkers, demand entry. Because that's the only threat that these ultra-rich billionaire class has to worry about a nuclear war. For them, a nuclear war, it's just a money-making opportunity.
That's right. I want to talk about consequences. I mentioned Ben Shapiro. We'll play it in a moment. But yeah, they've got bunkers all under D.C., all under Maryland, Side R, the Briar Green Hotel. That's just old stuff. Huge complexes that go all the way out to Colorado Springs, Cheyenne Mountain, and to Denver. That's all confirmed, folks. And that's why we've got such an arrogant elite. There's record level building bunkers, not just by Zuckerberg, but by others. I know I read the news about all these big billionaires running to Argentina and the rest of it. And I know people that build the stuff for people that aren't billionaires but are worth hundreds of millions. They're building big bunkers out in the middle of nowhere. They've got airfields ready to escape, to fly up near the Arctic Circle in Canada. I mean, it is just absolutely crazy what's going on. Here's Ben Shapiro yesterday freaking out, saying emergency. If you got to support the Republicans or they're going to impeach. Emergency. We're going to lose the midterms because people are anti-war. No, they knew it was super unpopular. They knew it would close the strait. They knew it would cause all this inflation. And the Israel lobby doesn't care. They're all a bunch of never Trumpers. So they're going to have their cake and eat it, too, now. This is crazy. And Trump now knows this, but he just wants to get this deal. But Iran won't give him a deal. They say, you got to leave with the military. You got to give us $300 billion. And Iran knows they hold the cards. And Trump walked into this trap. Other presidents didn't. It's so sad. Here's Ben Shapiro acting like it's all of our fault. But when it's him and Mark Levin and Benjamin Netanyahu and Ben Gavir's fault, here it is.
If they were to gain control of the Senate, they would move to impeach President Trump. There's an outside shot. They could even get a conviction in a Senate split between a Democratic majority and maybe some rogue Democratic senators. They, of course, will stymie any effort to refund our military, to restock THAADs, Patriot missiles, to build the new kind of military we need to actually challenge our enemies in the world. And again, there is, as I say, the possibility that President Trump gets impeached in the House and then even convicted in the Senate. That's all what happens if the Democrats win the Senate. So there's like very, very serious stuff. And that sets it up for 2028, because if Democrats control the Senate in 26 and the House in 26, then they are one step away from having trifecta in 28.
Like that's genius rocket science, pal. We told you they wouldn't call. We told you they'd close the strait because massive inflation derailed Trump's plan. Everybody's pissed off about the economy and then the war. In all the polls, that's why. You did it. You did it. And now you act like you're warning everyone about what you did, Syrian girl.
You know what? It feels like also it's a threat. You know, he's basically saying, like, if you don't do what we say, you have all these things hanging over your head. Is it a coincidence that the Epstein files, you know, were brought back up around this time? Is it a coincidence that this thing is over, like this impeachment thing is hanging over Trump's head? Isn't it interesting that even Biden's son, Biden, who presided over the majority of the genocide in Gaza, to genocide Joe, his son said that he was being blackmailed by the Israelis? Okay, so if they, Ben Shapiro, the little Netanyahu, who the never Trumper, he actually represents one side of control. He's like the handler for the Republicans. But there's Zionists that are handlers for the Democrats. Kamala Harris's husband has links to Israel, too. So the problem is systemic. And Ben Shapiro, you know, he obviously has loyalties to Israel above all else. I'm sorry, he's not loyal to America at all.
I understand I've had a boom break before. Don't apologize when it happens. We just cover it with B-roll. It's okay. Go ahead.
That's very good. Well, no, I'm sorry to say, but he is loyal to Israel above all else. I mean, he said as much basically that he's thinking about leaving the U.S. and going back to Israel because Trump isn't bombing Iran and all.
Yeah, well, that's what the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. is saying, Huckabee. But let me raise this. You have 2 years ago, Nat Rothschild, the main heir to the fortune from Lord Rothschild, who is all over the Epstein files with him being their main representative on the Trilateral Commission and with Epstein, on a yacht, some 200-foot yacht in the Mediterranean, with Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner. They look at this big Russian bunker from Albania, one of their biggest bunkers in the world with thousands of underground facilities. I mean, literally thousands of little bunkers, hundreds of big ones, former nuclear missile base. And Nat Rothschild says, I'm going to have the prime minister helicopter to us. He's going to let us have this. He gives them $5 billion. Then millions learn about it because Ivanka goes on TV a few months ago and brags they're taking it over. And they're taking the national seashore away. They put fences up so you can't get it. The deal's not even public. But they brag they've done it, then they deny it. Millions protest, and it just shows you that here's the Rothschilds, the main Epstein people, literally with Jared out on the yacht, taking people and setting up new private islands for the elite with underground bunkers. It all comes full circle back right there. There you have it.
I just find it astounding that Ivanka can just go to a different country and come out saying, I just want to buy this. You know, this is another country's land. I can just buy this and build a private island. That's how I want to live. Like, if you heard the interview, it's so funny how she says it.
Oh, we played it.
When you get older, yeah, maybe you can play it. When you get older, you have to think about how you want to live. And how I want to live is to buy some private island, like buy someone else's country and turn it into a private island. They're not even turning it into like a resort for the public.
We're taking their main seashore, and then they put a fence up and wonder why everybody riots. No law was passed, no nothing. They just put up fences, arrest people. She says they control the seashore. They're building a huge airport there that the Germans are going to bankroll. The Rothschilds are bankrolling it. And then they go, where's the law? And the prime minister goes, it's not true. But the fences are up, so they riot. Millions hit the streets. Yeah, here she is. Total cuckoo town. This is Marie Antoinette crap right here. Unbelievable. Syrian girl, thank you so much for spending time with us. 60-second closing comment. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, thank you always for having me on. I know the war in Syria is over, but the forever war continues. So I'm, again, honored to be here always. Unfortunate, sad about Macy's loss, and just goes to show you the influence and the power that we're up against. You know, this is one of the last libertarians. Thank you, Alex. And hopefully, I don't know how we're going to get out of this, but the people have to figure out a way to get out of these forever wars and pull off the chains of Zionist control, because we are all under Israeli occupation, including here in Australia. Forget about free Palestine, free the world from the Zionist occupation. So thank you very much.
Well, I know this. If you look at things, well, I guess we got a minute or two left on this. Syrian girl, you said, you know, they'll probably put Al-Qaeda a couple of years ago, even before this happened, in charge of Syria. And now they're killing the non-radical Muslims. They're killing the Christians. The Islamists, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, get on their motorcycles by the thousands, ride into Christian towns, burn them down, kill everybody. The Israeli settlers are doing the same thing. Even Huckabee had to say, please stop that, in a letter, but he backs it. And it's just like crazy. And then Israel's carpet bombing Christian areas of Lebanon, blowing up the oldest churches in the world. And I'm supposed to just say, oh, this is cute and funny. You predicted it. What's happened in Syria in the last 26 months since the head of Al-Qaeda was put in charge?
Well, predictably, they began slaughtering minorities. And when I predicted this in 2012, people, again, called me a conspiracy theorist. They said, you know, there's no Al-Qaeda on the ground. To my face, they said this. We have seen massacres of Alawite Muslims, which are very, very, very secular, very moderate Muslims, leaning on Shia, massacred just like farmers in the streets. The Druze, there's videos of these men, Jolani's men, just walking into the streets and saying, what religion are you? Pointing a gun at someone's hand. And the minute he says, I'm Druze, he gets shot like an old man. You know, it's really, really upsetting. The Christian, like the church in Damascus, through 14 years of war, the churches in Damascus were untouched. Now that Jolani's in power, for the first time ever, a church was bombed in the heart of Damascus. Now they will try to wash off all of these crimes by like appointing an actress as a member of the government, or, you know, allowing dance parties here and there. But there's laws creeping in that are trying to Afghanistan, Syria, and it's just not suiting the Syrian people.
And you're calling him Jolani. I know he has multiple names, but what's he go by now, the Al-Qaeda leader?
Jolani was the name that he went by when he was under Al-Qaeda, you know, Abu Muhammad al-Jolani. And so I'm going to continue calling him by his Al-Qaeda name, not his Ahmed al-Shara. I've been calling him Goilani as well, because he's never fired a gun at Israel, even while it invades more and more Syrian towns every day, taking over more and more Syrian territory.
Well, Israel supplied weapons to Al-Qaeda and gave them field hospitals. And that's on record. I'm supposed to go, oh, thank you for supporting Al-Qaeda, Israel. If you don't do that, you're going to hell. Oh. You're going to hell if you don't support Israel supporting Al-Qaeda. Support Al-Qaeda or you're anti-Israel.
In the words of the ex-Mossad agent, they didn't attack Israel, so it doesn't matter if they attack the U.S.
Unbelievable. All right. At Partisan Girl on X, YouTube, Syrian Girl Partisan. On Telegram, Syrian Girl Partisan. Thank you so much, Syrian Girl. We'll be back with Jay Dyer. Stay with us.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground.
miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground, they dig their tunnels, they drive it to the refinery, they melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is, type in what's wholesale gold and silver, and then you get it from them with a little processing fee, and then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.